we struck lucky, we thought, in a way. And we troops in going into Germany captured all sorts of things, among them ration books. So they came back, and we said, right, we will flood Germany with fake ration books, and that will destroy their whole food distribution system. Brilliant idea. So we printed those, hundreds of these ration books. They were about that size, and it had sort of stamps in it which you could give for milk, for meat, for butter, God knows what else. And so we printed, and the Air Force dropped our lot. And apparently it completely, utterly confused her German distribution, food distribution service. For a very short time. So my husband was getting very worried about this. No, here we are, and people on the ground say, well, people have been arrested for having these ration cards. What? These are looking just like the German ration. They were dropped over a field outside the town. People went there to pick it up. Complete mess of the distribution of butter and milk and meat. And suddenly, nothing. And it's only after the war that I found out what went wrong, actually, is we used British printing presses. The ink which was used was not the ink that the Germans would use. So when they analyzed those ration cards, they found that one out. So anybody who picked up a ration card in Germany was immediately arrested for using a faked ration card and God knows what. I mean, we felt really pretty awful about this. But as far as I'm concerned, I was mostly concerned also with background. I had a vast card.